Little Big Town Pontoon, Bear Country 95.3. It is 7:52 right now, 50 degrees here in Greenfield, and it is cloudy outside and pretty dark, actually. We're getting ready for some showers, maybe some thunderstorms today. It's also supposed to become quite windy later on this afternoon and into this evening. Today's high temperature up around 70 degrees. Mick is here from Montague Webworks.
Hey,
good morning,
hey.
Sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I was unable to attend the Montague Soapbox Derby this past Sunday, but I saw some awesome photos on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook. They had a lot, people were posting them, and yesterday's Recorder, they had some nice photos, and we had some new people show up, and a lot of people that had been in the first 2 years that didn't show up. It was kind of an odd year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to downplay it. I mean, there was a bit of a smaller crowd than the first 2 years and less racers, but we had a great time.
What about the carts, man? How'd the carts look?
The carts look good.
Yeah?
Some of the regulars came back. One guy, Joe Landry, that won the first 2 years has serious back issues.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to avoid surgery, but he couldn't race his car, so Greg Williams of Rubens, who was one of the sponsors, raced the cart, and he did his best to sort of hang on because it's not a steering wheel, it's a couple of bars, and he was just fishtailing all the way down the hill. And everyone was like, whoa.
Did he hit the hay bales?
Oh, no. He actually drifted out into the middle of the road to avoid hitting the hay bales because he was just like, hanging on as best as he could.
Right.
But he got it all the way down, and he got a trophy. He got, I think, second or third place.
Nice.
Yeah, so he did well.
Nice.
He did well.
Guys
and,
ended up with some nice weather, too. Perfect.
Oh, man, it was beautiful. My face is literally red because I was up on the podium with the announcers, and the sun comes over your back and then it's in front of you, and I didn't put on any suntan lotion, so
live and
got
learn,
the raccoon right. Eyes with the sunglasses, and but it was a great day. It was beautiful.
Good.
Yeah, fun times for all, and we'll be back next year bigger and better.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Also, we're going online this morning, and the past couple of weeks we've been talking about these websites that parents and their kids can check out when it comes to homework.
Helping
time.
With the homework. So yeah. here's the fourth and final.
In a series.
We're in the series. We're doing a series, folks. So today we're going to do homeworkspot.com.
Okay.
Homeworkspot.com.
Right.
And it's another one of these aggregator sites that don't really have much content of their own, but they organize other websites in a nice categorical way.
Aggregator site.
Aggregators. There's a lot of those out there.
Hmm. New term for me to use.
And they have
Thanks.
The Google ads on the side, so they make you come there and you see the ads, so they get paid, and then you get what you want.
Sure.
So it doesn't cost you anything. So like the other homework websites that we've done, it covers all of them, but I'm going to use this one for English.
Okay.
So if you go there, homeworkspot.com, down the left side, they have it broken out into reference, elementary, middle, high school, parents, teachers, and then about this site. And apparently Homework Spot is part of a group of websites, something spot, like, let me get down here, it's Book Spot, Museum Spot, Library Spot, they have a few. Anyway,
okay.
So you click on English for middle school, and they have links to some general sites, and then topics, grammar, reading skills. It's very well laid out. It's very clean and simple, unlike the one from last week that was sort of like clustered with ads all the way around it.
I remember you saying, yeah.
What is the content on the site and what are the ads? So this one's a lot easier. And then high school English, the same thing, general sites. And they lead you out to some really good sites that I'm thinking I should cover later on, like the Gutenberg Project website, Gutenberg.org. They've got like 40,000 books that you could download for free.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a Wikipedia of literature where people sign up to scan in books and then proofread them and then upload them. So they're trying to get like millions and millions of books online that you could download for free.
Oh, that's great for students.
That's great for students. So it's a great resource, and a lot of others. So I'll be doing a little bit more of these throughout the rest of the year. And but I thought that this was a great site for people that need help with their homework.
Please mention it again.
Homeworkspot.com.
Homeworkspot.com, our Montague Webworks website of the week. Montague Webworks is a part of the 30% store over here at Bear Country 95.3. You can get gift certificates over at the 30% store at a 30% discount and redeem them by handing them over to Mick, and then he does some crazy computer stuff for you.
And it's funny, a couple of the sites that I've gotten recently are from people that tried to do a site on their own using GoDaddy's...
Do-it-yourselfers.
That's right. This one guy, can I mention his name?
Sure.
Because I know that he listens, and he's listening now. Andy Breen, I met with him yesterday, and he's buying the entire site with certificates.
Okay.
He said that back in November, he first contacted me and said, oh, some friends said, oh, you could do it yourself. You go here. And he tried it, and he's just like, those tools, just they don't work unless you really know what you're doing.
GoDaddy had that big problem last week, too.
What was that?
Well, some hacker came in and ruined a lot of the sites that they support.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Hacked
Danica Patrick's website got hacked.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. There's a lesson right there.
Much better to be able to give Mick a call over in Montague and
do something local. He's like, I tried calling tech support over there, and you know they've got a football field of people, you know, in another country, and you know they don't really know the software that well. You call me, I'm the guy who wrote it, and I can meet you at a cafe, and we can go through it, and it's good stuff. So there's an example right there.
30% store. Use those gift certificates. You always save 30%. Whether they're for a Montague Webworks or a new restaurant in town, a new store, the link is over at bear953.com. It is 7:58.